Could you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of radio.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, Salam, and welcome to Listeners Special on this Sunday, July 7, 2019. I'm Atef Irfani.
And I'm Amir Abbas Malik Jalali.
Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views matter most. Contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcasts. If you have any messages for our listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard. Remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important.
Well, as usual, we have received so many emails and letters from our listeners from across the globe. I'm going to read out a few names. I start with Mohammed Braille from Malaysia, who has sent us a relatively long email. And later in the program, I'm going to go through the email. Also, Patrick Travers from Britain, Sergey M. Iziamo from Russia. I hope that I've pronounced the name correctly. Also, a beautiful postcard by Martin Rogan from Scotland. And also, one of our regular listeners who has also sent us a letter today, Grant Skinner from Britain. And let me also read out the names of three of our listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports. Vladislav Levshanov from Russia, Mahfouz Rahman from Bangladesh, and Richard Novak from the United States. We'll be back after a short break.
This is Listeners Special, and as usual, okay, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These are very useful to us, particularly to our technicians and engineers. These reception reports enable us to provide a better service to our listeners throughout the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving a QSL card from us.
And I just read the names of three of our listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports. By the way, this week we have conducted an interview with Nasiru Hassan from Nigeria, one of our regular listeners, and he has spoken about himself and also, he has expressed his views about our radio programs. Thank you very much, Nasiru Hassan. And later in the program, our listeners can tune into this week's interview. So let's start with today's first email. I start with an email sent to us from Malaysia by Mohammed Braille. This is what Mohammed Braille has to say. Assalamu alaikum and thank you for inviting me to comment on the hobby of radio listening. He has posed this question at the beginning of his email. He has asked this question, why do I listen to radio as a hobby? And what is interesting about this magic box? Well, radio is indeed magical. Imagine a device encased in wood, plastic or metal, composed of minute electronic components and tuned to pull sound from something totally invisible to the eye. In a mere instant, we can hear every genre of music, multiple events shaping history and the lives of others in practically every language of the world. It is this simple magic that has held me spellbound since I was about 6 years of age when I owned my first radio, a pocket transistor radio. I'm now 65, and for nearly 60 years, tuning a radio has Tuning into radio has been like navigating a ship. It has allowed me to travel up and down the dial to faraway places. Signals fade and overlap amid waves of static. Sounds unique to each city and country float in long enough to conjure images of something seemingly exotic. And while it is true satellite radio and internet streaming produces a much stronger and clearer sound in this age, there is little adventure, little challenges seeking out a station. Best of all, a radio costs next to nothing compared to a computer, a cell phone, and an internet or satellite service provider. And radio signals can be heard anywhere in the world, even during a blackout or natural disaster. And a radio simply remains a more accessible medium in remote and less developed countries. This is why I enjoy this hobby. Well, he has provided us with such a long comment, but I really enjoyed reading out this comment. And he has actually compared radio to a magic box. Right. It's very interesting. I really enjoyed his description of the attractions of radio.
Yeah.
Do you have any comments?
Yeah, of course. Mohammad Briel from Malaysia. I also do express my gratitude for your interesting letter. Okay, here's a handwritten letter from one of our regular listeners, from Grant Skinner from Essex, England. He says, "Dear IRIB English Radio, your broadcasts provide listeners throughout the globe with diverse and high-quality information. It's just like a talking newspaper. Thank you very much, Grant Skinner."
Thank you very much, Grant Skinner from Britain. We try to actually broadcast our news in a precise, quick, and impartial manner. We hope you enjoy it. All right, let's go for a short break, and we'll be back soon. That was a piece of Iranian traditional music. I hope that our listeners have enjoyed just listening to this beautiful piece of music. And what do you got?
Oh, it was so beautiful. Yeah. I really enjoyed it. Okay, is there anything left?
Sure, why not?
Okay, here, as you mentioned earlier in the program, we have received a really nice postcard from Scotland, from Martin Rogan from Scotland. It's so beautiful.
He's one of our regular listeners.
Yeah, he has sent us, you know, best wishes, and he's one of our regular listeners, Martin Rogan from Scotland. Thank you, Martin Rogan from Scotland.
By the way, I see a nice handwritten letter in just inside this postcard. He has mentioned the magazine Mahjuba that we have sent to him, and this is what he has to say. He says, "I've just read the Mahjuba magazine, and also he has mentioned that my mother is very interested in this magazine and got hold of it and won't give it up until she has read every word of it." So that's
very
nice.
Thank you, Martin Rogan from Scotland.
Also, What do you got there? I see an envelope in your hand.
Yeah, of course. It's a short handwritten letter from Mr. Luis Camarillo from Texas. And
from El Paso, Texas.
Yeah, he has thanked our programs in IRB English Radio.
All right.
Okay, what about you?
And here's a reception report.
It is from Dr. Ansel from Sussex, England. Thank you very much, Dr. Ansel. From Sussex, England.
And also an email, a short email sent to us by Patrick Travers from Britain. This is what Patrick has to say. I found listening to your broadcast this evening very interesting and enjoyable. I would be very interested in learning more about your broadcast and I would welcome any information. Well, Patrick, tell us which program was interesting to you and what are your favorite programs? And before just wrapping up this segment of the program, here's another email from Russia. Would you like to read it?
Of course. Sergei M. Izimov from Russia says, greetings from Moscow. It would be great if you send me out your SW frequency list. Also, please send me your beautiful postcards representing different corners of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Thank you very much, Sergei M. Izimov from Russia.
Okay. Well, Sergey, if you want to learn about our shortwave frequency list, please just refer to our website and you can find the table related to our shortwave frequency list. And it's now time for this week's interview. But before that, let's go for a short break and we'll be back.
Okay, we are back and it's time for this week's interview.
Right, it's time for this week's interview, which has been conducted with one of our regular listeners from Nigeria, Mr. Nasiru Hassan. We hope you enjoy it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My name is Nasiru Hassan and I am Nigerian. I'm from Bauchi State of Nigeria. I'm a journalist by profession and also a member of the Islamic movement in Nigeria. Well, all the programs of IRIB English Radio are recommendable, as I usually say. The best program I like on your radio News and Listener Special. I like these programs very well. The program Listener Special enables your listeners to express their views, their opinions over the happening around the world, as well as the programs of the English radio. So it's a way of expressing our opinion. That's why I like the program very well. Secondly, the IRB English radio is a source of getting genuine or original information around the world. Now the world, is divided into two. There is a wall of silence over operation injustice and, some negative attitude of Western and hegemony countries. And the other way, there is a wall of resistance. So only through media of wall of resistance, you can know the truth happening around the world. So IRB English Radio is one of the few, source of information. So many things that you cannot hear or know via mainstream media, like Western media, for instance. Let's take issue of Yemen, Palestine as a case study. You know, it is only through IRIB English Radio and some few media, you cannot feel, you know, happening, especially about the injustice, the war crimes, the hegemony of Saudi Arabia, United States, over Yemeni people. Likewise, when you take a good look into the Syrian crisis, you know, it is only through this great radio you can know the real happening about the war crimes of the Western countries and the collaboration of Saudi Arabia and some Arab countries on the people of Syria. You know, many times United States will bomb schools, infrastructures, markets in Syrian country, but you will not, you know, you will not hear this news on mainstream media. But I heard the English, you know, give us general news on this. I always, you know, advise the listeners around the world to pay good attention to this great radio, as I mentioned already, as a source of general news. You know, the radio that will give you news and also at the same time give you, you know, a chance to express your view, chance to, you know, to express your opinion. You know, I think we should pay more attention on this great radio, and we can help this great radio and the other information media that give us general news. We should help them with more especially in this time of hegemony. I've heard that the Nilesat company of Egypt, you know, have recently removed Iranian press TV on their satellite. They stopped broadcasting their program. So this this time, as listeners, we can join hands together, pray for the protection of Almighty God to protect the IRB English Radio, Press TV, Allied News, Al-Madan, and other resistance media organizations. So I hope we will join hands together wherever you are. We should pray for this radio. May Allah help them. May Allah increase their strength and protection.
And that wraps up this week's edition of Listeners Special. Thank you all for being with us so far. Till next time, take care, everyone, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. That is one word, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with Arabi English Radio.